Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, indeed. What a good idea that is to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, which is what our subject matter is at all times, under any circumstances. Manny, I don't know about you, but I'm still sort of, it was actually interesting. I went out for dinner last night with some friends that I've known. We figured out we've known each other for like 20 plus years, which is probably one of the, I didn't go to elementary school with him, but,
but still quite a while you've known me.
Yeah, a long time. And given the fact that I'm, 23 years old, who knows? Lying. My daughter's really somewhat discombobulated because I'm now 3 years younger than she is. It's so embarrassing for her. but nevertheless, at any rate, and we were talking, we were just catching up because we lived together when we were both in Massachusetts. We lived in the same town, small town. And then our paths kind of keep diverging and we keep sort of bumping into each other again, but I hadn't seen them for quite some time. And so they were asking about the program. And I told them about the call yesterday from No, it wasn't. Bill. Yes, it was Bill.
Yeah.
Because Jason was the first person who called about sobriety, and then Bill was the one who called about sobriety and depression.
Right. Yeah.
And told them the same story that he told us, which is he was listening to sports talk on an FM station, and all of a sudden my voice came through on an AM station.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't touch it. And he was dealing at that very moment with issues of depression and alcoholism. And we spent a lot of time together, Bill and I, yesterday.
Yeah.
And but they got the same goosebumpy thing that they did the same woo doo doo doo. So it was a very interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, we never know exactly what's going to go on here. So that's part of the fun of the program. And hopefully it's almost as much fun for you all as it is for us because we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right. So here's the deal. Well, I want to start with something a little different today. We usually start with this day in history, which we will do eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just see if I can find it now. My computer is not my best friend sometimes. And the fact is, I've already been dealing with AT&T this morning, so that the issues are. Let's see if I can find it again. I may have misspoke. We may be dealing with exactly that in a moment. 855-99. Dr. Joy, all right, because I can't find what happened this morning, which was pretty darn interesting as far as I was concerned, is I got an email from one of my old producers. So, see, people aren't, most of my producers still talk with me and they still are in touch with me and they don't hate me. Manny, maybe the exception. No, Manny's still my producer, so he'll have time. But he sent me. Actually, a story for today. He said, I would just sing this. I just saw this, and I thought you might be interested in it. So I thought maybe I would, because there aren't that many days where I get to surprise Manny, because he and I work on the show together. So basically, most of the stuff I have, I got from him. So it's kind of hard to surprise him. But I thought this would be a kind of a fun thing to do, because it was one of my producers that used to be with me, and he said he's working in a completely different industry. He's not even in broadcasting at this moment. But he said, he was reading this, and he thought it would be perfect for the program. How cool is that?
Very cool.
I mean, can you imagine, 3 or 4 years from now when you're not working with me anymore, although hopefully you will be, but let's say that you get this great job, and you are now president of something, and you run across an article, and he sent me a text first that said, what's your email? And I said, same one. And so sure enough, he sends me this article. Pretty cool. Would you do that?
Oh, I would totally do
that. You might
that.
Do that? That'd
yeah,
be cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was nice to hear from him, and it was also nice. All right, so what he sent me, you'll get a kick out of this, is the 22 Habits of Really Unhappy People. So we thought...
This will be good.
Yeah, because he loved getting stories that I could then argue with. And, of course, this is one of those stories that just begs for, you know, for the obvious, that if this is what you do when you're unhappy, then obviously you do the opposite to be happy. The first is that you engage in a lot of retail therapy, right? that you decide that shopping is where it's at.
Yeah.
And, I'm not sure I completely agree with that. I think part of it is to what extent. But the point is, it's kind of a short term. I mean, I think all of us have had the experience of going into a store and, oh, wow, I really need this, or desperately wanting something and looking for it and finding it and getting home thinking, okay. It's certainly a short term pleasure, if at all. All right. So in engaging in retail therapy, again, it's hard for me to argue with it, but I think for the long term that it's not going to be very satisfying, and you're going to have a house full of junk if you're not careful. I know Home Shopping Network.
HSN.
And what's QVC is the other one. I combine them. Yeah. Are going to have a jihad against me, but nevertheless. All right. The second is binge drinking, and I would probably put drinking in general. If you're drinking to change your mood, you're going to be in trouble. And look, we're a country of drunks. If you think there are more pilgrims who got drunk and drowned in the canals than were killed by what we then called Indians and influenza combined. And if you think about our social history, you know, Matt Dillon walking through the saloon to say hi to Miss Kitty, it was a saloon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're a nation of people who invest heavily in drinking. And you can hear that, especially for both Bill and Jason yesterday, were how disastrous drinking can be, especially if you're trying to change your mood by drinking. Because it's a short-term solution at best, and alcohol is a central nervous system depressant. So, all right, so I mean, I think most people know that, but worrying about the future. Well, I think planning for the future is one thing, but worrying about it. And we talked yesterday about the fact that optimism doubles your chances of not having heart disease. I know, clumsy sentence, but you get the point. Waiting for the future, you know, just I think waiting for anything is probably somewhat of a mistake. Even a bus. Well, maybe not so much a bus. Not having any hobbies so that you basically work and that's about it. And I think hobbies can be a place where we can zen out, whether it's a physical hobby like exercise or yoga, or it's catching butterflies. Why did I just say that? I mean, the idea of catching a butterfly, something that beautiful that can fly, and maybe catching them and letting them go. Maybe, how about bird watching? Except, you know it's not called bird watching anymore? Do you know what it's called?
Really? They don't call it bird watching anymore?
No, they call it birding.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, it's birding. No more bird.
Yeah.
I kind of like bird watching, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
All right. So the idea being that there's something actively that you're engaged in that you choose, that you're not getting paid for. It's just a fun thing for you to do. So that's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Eating poorly. Well, and today is what, National Hot Pastrami Day or something?
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, let me just, word to the wise. I think it occasionally is okay, but the problem is, I mean, I discovered this, I really like Mexican food, but when I was working out every day, and you eat Mexican food the night before, what you understand is Mexican food is not good for you. It's just, so, all right, so eating poorly, which means eating well. Not caring very much about others, you know, sort of being self-involved. Great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about things. Small people talk about wine. And I would add being very careful about gossip, because gossip at first blush seems kind of exciting, that you know something that someone else doesn't know, but it's seldom positive, right? And if it's positive, it's probably a secret that somebody else wants to share with people on their own, like they're pregnant or they're getting a new job or whatever. It's not really right. Yours to share. And it can really make you very negative.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Yeah, I thought these were kind of interesting, in at least a compilation. Holding grudges. All right, I'm a Scorpio, so that's probably something I need to work on a little bit. But grudges just keep you locked in a negative place in the past. Stay tuned, I'll give you more. Or you can call up and give me your bad habits. You just dump them right here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about 22 habits of really unhappy people, and they include drinking, eating bad food, not having hobbies, gossiping about people. And one of them is stop learning. And strangely enough, it's like they're sort of reading my little mind. They said, well, learn how to cook Mexican food. After I just said, oh, no, Mexican food's not very good for you. Well, at least not very good for me. So the idea is that, again, this is partially a hobby issue, but partially not, is that Learning means that you're challenging yourself, that there's something new and interesting in your life. And just like going to a new restaurant or, you know, doing something new is a way of adding some spice to our lives. Speaking of which, we forgot to talk about Sriracha. Did we talked about that? It's the, it's a spice that comes out of Thailand. It's spelled Sriracha, I think, or something like that. And it's kind of a very sweet hot sauce,
yep,
which I finally discovered. Do you know about that? Have you tried that?
I have not tried it. I remember we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but
yeah.
I've yet to try it.
You can get it online, but I actually found it at the grocery store. And you mix it with ketchup. And be careful, because by itself, it's a little heavy. But I actually saw an article over the weekend that said they were talking about food trends for 2015. And that's one of them. They said that for people, that 9% of American households now have it, unless you're under 35, and then it's like 50%. So I'm feeling so trendy. All right. Not following through is a habit of unhappy people. You know, you start something and you just let it go, right? Hating your job. Look, if you don't like your job, get your resume up to date. Look for a new job. And do the best you can at your job, because if you do a good job at your job, first of all, it's maybe more interesting. Second of all, you may get promoted. If you do a crummy job, you're going to get fired. Not to mention, work is one of the two basic pillars of our life. There's work and there's love, which is why hobbies can take such an important part. So hating your job is really a waste of time. Decide that it turns out that loneliness is a habit of unhappy people. But the idea being that you can choose to socialize. You can choose, because you're alone doesn't necessarily mean you have to be lonely. So go and do something for somebody else. Think about somebody else. I think that I would argue that the basic issue of unhappy people is they're focused on themselves to a very extreme extent. Basically, focusing on negative all the time. Pretty straightforward. Jumping to conclusions, especially negative conclusions, and I think those are usually the conclusions we jump to. If someone doesn't answer a phone call, we assume they don't like us. Or that if someone's late, something terrible has happened to them. That basically, you need to suspend the negativity as much as you can, which doesn't mean you have to be an idiot. It doesn't mean, but stupid and cheerful is actually a fairly useful technique. Basically, blowing things out of proportion, that taking something little and making it big. If you're going to take something little and make it big, take something positive, all right? And that's called magnification. The opposite is also a bit tricky. It's called a minimization. But the magnification comes basically when you're dealing with other people's slights toward you. The minimization happens when they're mad at you. It's not that big a deal. It's not up to you to decide what's a big deal and not a big deal for somebody else. Labeling yourself in a negative way. Well, I'm so fat, or I'm so stupid. You know better than that. Having no goals whatsoever. And again, it's a fine line between being a little bit future-oriented enough to have some goals, but not worrying or being focused exclusively on the future, because the future isn't something you can affect yet. The present is. So what you need to do is have some goals. The idea is that, assume that you're going to die tomorrow, but live like you're... No, I think it's assume you're going to live forever, but live like you're going to die tomorrow. I can't remember which it is, neither of which makes a whole lot of sense to me. The idea being, sort of think about what you're doing. Be aware of it. Make sure that you have both short and long-term goals. Worrying exclusively about what other people think, because you just don't know. And to a very large extent, you can't affect it. Letting people, here's one that's not inherently obvious, letting strangers affect your mood. You think, well, you know, strangers don't affect my mood. They do. If you think about it, if you're in a car and somebody cuts in front of you, or if the person at the checkout counter, like this morning, was talking on her cell phone when there were like 15 people behind her in line, and she couldn't be bothered to swipe her card so we could get her out of there and get the next person in line. So, and the tendency is to think, wow, she's a real jerk. But that's letting a stranger affect your mood. I know. And swear words come to mind. I don't know that swear words are necessarily exclusively the business of unhappy people. Being focused on money, I have told 15 people about the guy who won the lottery and decided to defer picking it up till the beginning of the year for tax reasons. What's going to put him in another tax bracket? That's one of my favorite stories. That's a habit of a lifetime. That's somebody who is not going to have much fun with that money, I don't think. Right? I mean, don't you worry about him just beginning? I mean, he's 80 years old. He's got $150 million in his pocket today, and he's worrying about the taxes on it. I mean, hello?
Yeah.
So basically, if you back those up, what this means is if you want to be happy, then what you need to do is have some hobbies, have some goals, be positive, think good thoughts. I mean, it's not terribly complicated, and basically allow the good stuff to percolate through rather than the negative stuff. That we can't choose to a very large extent what happens to us, but we can choose how we're going to respond. And that's really up to us. So there you go. And the fact that my old producer sent me this just makes me happy. The other thing, let me just tell you from a personal standpoint, one of the deals, as far as I'm concerned, is allowing yourself to be made happy by little things. Because if you're waiting for the big things, if you're waiting for the promotion or the love of your life or winning the lottery, God forbid, you're not going to be happy as much if you allow things like someone smiling at you or having the item that you want at the store on sale or just that the sun came out when you didn't expect it to or that somebody let you in line. Allow the little things in your life to loom positively and largely, and you'll be happy a lot more of the time. All right, we got that down? So now you know how to be happy all the time. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. What have I got here?
About a minute. Less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Well, we could whistle. No, we're not going to do that.
Whistle while we work.
We'll whistle while we work. Yeah. But the point, it made me as happy to think about an ex-producer thinking about me and sort of getting in touch and saying, listen, hopefully this will help. And said it reminded him of getting prepared for the store, the program, and how much he missed that. So my man Manny will deal with it in just a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY is a good way to get in touch. And I'll tell you what happened in history, or we'll figure out what's going on with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free, and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Sheila, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Big fan. I have called a couple times before about my daughters. I am concerned about my high school freshman. She doesn't like it. When I did call you before about her, she was in middle school, and there was some social issues, and she's, I guess, concerned, you know, about high school, and I was wondering if you had any words of wisdom for me to pass on to her.
All right, which number kid is she in the family?
She is the oldest. She's 14.
Okay.
She says she feels like an 8-year-old in a 14-year-old's body.
What specifically is her concern at this moment?
Well, the text was not specific. She said, I don't like high school. But over the past few days, she's been just concerned that it's so crowded and she doesn't have friends in any of her classes and feels like she's just growing up too fast.
What is growing up too fast? It sounds to me that that sort of refers back that she's happy being... How many kids do you have?
We have two daughters, 11 and 14.
And the 11-year-old is probably sophisticated beyond her years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's
absolutely.
All right. So,
and, you know, the older one's a little less mature and
yeah,
still,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. What was her complaint in middle school?
It was difficulty with girls, being excluded, trouble making friends, trouble keeping mm-hmm. friends.
Is your daughter involved in any clubs or extracurricular activities?
Yeah, we have really, you know, made an extra effort to find things that are a good fit for her. She loves drama. She loves music. She
oh,
does
I got
dance.
The drama part. That did not escape
oh.
me. Drama queen
oh,
here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Absolutely. And she wears her heart on her sleeve, so all her emotions are out all the time, which is exhausting for me.
All right. So what? Well,
probably.
Part of it is, but that's why, honey. Look, she kids are. You have to remember that for children, everything is trial and error. Right? They come
yes.
knowing essentially nothing. So what your daughter has learned is mom will respond to this, that when she's upset, she sent you off the text, she probably felt instantly better, you felt instantly worse. So you have
yes.
to be aware of that dynamic. So when she does that, first of all, I would tend not to answer the texts immediately, all right? Because
yes. okay.
she's a drama queen, okay?
Yes.
And if you give some time for her to, even the waiting for you to respond, gives her some time to sort out what she wants to do next, all right? Because that's
yes.
going to be the
yes.
theme of our conversation, of instead of responding to her, what you're going to do is throw it back on her and say, okay, what do you think would make you feel better? And she's going to say, I don't know, or
right.
nothing, okay? But because you're older and wiser and calmer, you're going to say, well, okay, as soon as you figure out what that is, let's talk about it. Because her whole thing,
yeah.
she's a pot stirrer. She's saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And
yeah.
I'm going to make somebody else worry about this. You know, someone else has to take care of me. It's kind of like, and again, this is the season where it's going to separate out the, and to a certain extent, it's going to get everybody. I've told people, you know, I was desperate to get away from home. I was the oldest of six kids,
yeah.
and my parents wanted me to stay in school. And so I was,
oh, yeah.
know,
and this
let
one
me out of here.
Already planning how not to leave.
Oh, no, I got it. But even I, who was this kid who desperately wanted to get out of there, was miserable the first week of school. And I'm trying to figure
okay.
out. Yeah, and my mother, fortunately, my mother came down.
That's good. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, yeah. And my mother came down. I started school at the end of August. And my mother came
mm-hmm.
down, and I was miserable. I just wanted freshman week to be over so I could flunk out and go home. And I going home was like, you know, the black
right.
hole of Calcutta. So there was a clearly
okay.
this ambivalence. I was also young, and my mother came
yeah.
down for my birthday in October. So I'd now been in school 2 months and was miserable. My mother comes down and says, honey, I know you made a mistake here. Come home, and you can go to school. You'll sit out the semester, and then you can go to school next year in Colorado. At which point I decided, no, I am now staying.
Right.
Because so... You know, what I say to this kid, you can come home now. No. First of all, you're
no.
talking about freshman. You're talking about public education or elementary or
yeah.
primary education as
high
opposed
school.
To college.
Yeah.
yeah, you're talking about high school. So
right.
she can't come home.
She
but
has
what you
to.
Can say to her is, what you know, tell me what you'd like me to do here. And
okay.
she's going to say, well, I don't know. You know, or what
yeah.
do you think I should do? Just don't swallow the bait. Because, honey, for 14
right.
years, you've swallowed the bait. That's why she knows this will work. So
yes.
she remembers several
I'm
things.
I know. I'm working on it. But
yeah, I know.
All
I
right.
know. So, first of all, she understands that when she feels the first moment of anything, text mom,
yes.
then it becomes mom's problem. Don't
okay.
respond to the text immediately, all right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Second of all, when
I
you do respond.
I wish they didn't give them a fault.
Exactly. Well, a lot of places will not let kids have phones at all in the classroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two, when she comes home today, and, you know, I would be tempted not to to respond to the text at all till she gets home. Or to say,
okay.
you know, if you don't, no matter what you do, don't respond to the text immediately. But when you, if you feel compelled
okay.
to do it, say, let's talk about it when you get home. And then say to her, what can I do to help you about this? Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's going to say, I don't know. And you're just going to keep coming back to that. Honey, listen, whenever you, let's give some thought to it. Whenever you're ready to talk about it, you just tell me what you'd like me to help you do. Because it's putting it back on her. The more you take care of her, you're right. She is, and she, look, part of, how much younger, 11 years old. So understand that from your daughter's standpoint, she was the princess. She was the unquestioned star. And then her crummy sister came along. And her crummy sister, if I had to guess, her crummy sister is probably a little more poised, has many more friends, much more social, probably is even cuter, which isn't to say that your daughter's not going to grow into her own sense of beauty. But right now, her younger sister is probably cuter, sexier, easier to get along with, more popular. So, and as far as she's concerned, she took away mom and dad and grandma. And everybody from me. So your daughter's whole life for the last 11 years has been, how do I get everybody, how do I get them back? And so her way of getting back is, remember, in her mind, she was only three, that the way to get it back is, when I was a baby, I got all the attention. My sister, who is now a baby, got the attention. So in her mind, and this may not be conscious, this is just on some very basic, primitive level, the more I need, the more I'll get. The more babyish I am, the more mom and dad will take care of me. And unfortunately, you've fallen into that trap with her in that you do respond to her.
Right.
And you're the 11-year-old is off, you know, doing her stuff. And the 14-year-old says, okay, I need, mommy, feed me. My diapers are wet. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go eat worms. Nobody eat lunch with me. And you, I'll take care of you. So you have to start rewarding her for independence, rewarding her for self-reliance, asking her what she wants you to do. Don't offer. Ask her what she wants you to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that sounds great. I will listen to this broadcast over and over.
There you go. Yeah,
remind myself.
Exactly. Part of it's going to be you, honey, that she's really taught you, and she'll say, and she'll cuddle up to you. She's not stupid. And she'll tell you, oh, Mom, thanks. I feel so much better. I don't know what I would do without you. You know, other people don't have the cool mom that I have. Yeah. So understand, right? I've been sitting at your dining room table.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, Mom.
Definitely.
You're the best. Yeah. All right. Which means be prepared. She's going to give you some serious grief about not responding. I can't believe you didn't do that. I thought you loved me. You know, I was feeling terrible. What if it had been a real emergency? So you're just going to have to withstand that. Of, you know, got it. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you for dealing with this on your own. I'm very proud of you.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, reinforcing positive behavior. It really does work. And you need to think about the long term as opposed to the short term, which is why parenting is such a pain in the neck. All right, speaking of pains in the neck, this has nothing to do with pains in the neck. I just didn't have a great transition. What do you think Cuba, Napoleon, Dave Garraway, and Elvis Presley all have in common? All right, today, in 1539, Spain annexed Cuba. Napoleon, in 1858 on this day, escaped an assassination attempt. Dave Garraway started Today's Show in 1952 on this day. And Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii in 1973 was broadcast via satellite and set the record as the most watched broadcast by an individual entertainer in television history. And I think that record may still stand.
Wow.
So, see, who knew? There, now you know. See if you can work that into a conversation, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. yourself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, the statement about Elvis's broadcast remind me, when I was on book tour, I did a video conference out of ABC with, which was one of the really early ones that anybody ever did. And they said I got the second highest number of participants. Guess who had first? You'll never guess, but give it a shot. The most number of participants.
I don't have the slightest idea.
I'll tell you what I said. I said Mick Jagger, which wasn't true. It was Milton Berle.
Okay.
Huh. I mean, Milton Berle is just, I think he's still alive. And I went during Gay Pride Week. He comes quite often to New York, or he used to, and would sell out the hall because he was one of the first cross-dressers. Remember, he used to dress. Well, you probably don't remember him. I vaguely remember him as basically a very young kid, where it was the Uncle Milty Hour or something, and I think it was Texaco, and he would cross-dress. He would dress as, well before, was it Skip? What was The Devil Made Me Do It. Skip Wilson, right? That's not quite right.
Not sure.
Anyway,
Never mind. At any rate, so Milton Berle. All right, so we talked yesterday about one of my favorite news stories ever was an 80-year-old man who won the largest lottery ever claimed in the United States. It was $326 million, I think, the Mega Millions. 80 years old. He won it in November 4th, I think. He didn't claim it till I think yesterday, the day before, because of taxes.
Oh, goodness.
Which still, he said he didn't want it to have a tax implications for last year. He just won more money than he could ever spend in 14 lifetimes. Mm. And what is, I mean, how much difference is it going to make? I mean,
right.
That just blew me away.
It's just silly.
Well, it is. It is. It's kind of like, look, he's probably been poor his whole life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And those habits become ingrained. So we thought we'd ask people, because we've asked people before, what would you do if you won the lottery? And the problem is that occasionally people come up with some kind of interesting things. But by and large, the responses fall into pretty limited categories. Travel, pay off a mortgage, set up a trust fund for my grandkids or whatever. So, I mean, all that's fine, but, you know, what we look for is something a little bit more interesting. So what we asked this time was, because this was such a big lottery, which is, what would you do if you won $10 million and what would you do if you won $100 million? Because presumably you think about it somewhat differently. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you won $10 million, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would probably buy my mother a new house.
Okay.
I'd buy myself a new car. Obviously, I'd pay off debt. I mean, probably all the typical things
a son
would do for his mother. So.
Right, all right, that's $10 million. What would you do with $100 million?
Oh, gosh.
Because that's serious. That's a chunk of change,
it's
right?
Like, that's almost, not saying that I would turn down $100 million, but it's almost more money than I would feel like I need. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even know what to
do
with
all that. I think $10 million is probably more than you need, maybe.
That's just such a huge number.
But it's a good point. And if you look at, because I was talking with people about it yesterday, just because the two stories that really, you know, that really grabbed me yesterday were the channel changing without any noticeable hands involved, or at least hands on this planet, on this galaxy, and also the guy that defers the Mega Millions because it is one of the tax implications. But we're talking about the fact that if you read the stories about people who win lotteries, they're tragedies. They are really disasters.
Yeah.
And they're quite often people had serious financial issues beforehand, which means, and if you look at it, about 5 years after, quite often they're in more debt than they were when they won the lottery because they're not very good at money management. I know two stories that are really reassuring. One, I know them personally. One was one of my board ops at one of my stations. I believe it was in New Hampshire. And he won $17 million. And he was my board op, and he, on Saturdays, did play-by-play for the local high school basketball team. So when he won the money, he didn't quit his job. He continues to do my program. He continued to do the play-by-play on Saturday nights. And he did essentially what you're talking about. I think both he and his mom were living in a trailer. So he bought each of them a house. So, I mean, that seems to me sane.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did with the rest of the money. Maybe put it in a bank or whatever. And the other was one of my producers whose family were Canadians. And they won one of the first big Irish sweepstakes before there were lotteries in the United States. And I think they won about, I don't know, $70 million or something like that. It was a substantial amount of money. And they were already kind of middle-class people. And they hired someone to pick up the money, the check. So no one ever knew that they won. And they essentially, they took a kind of a lavish vacation, I think, and bought new cars and put the rest of the money in the bank, and I think went on living their lives. I've told the story before of when Pennsylvania Lottery was very high a bunch of years ago, and there was not a Mega Millions in New York, and I just went on the air and said, somebody buy me a ticket, and if we win, I'll send you the dollar and I'll split it with you. And some guy called up and said, well, if you win, will you continue to work? And I said, sure. So I didn't win. And I don't know if he bought me the ticket or not. He said he did, but I don't know. So there. So $100 million, though,
is, I mean, that's a serious responsibility. I mean, the difference between 10 and 100, you know, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, people say that, you know, that money makes you happy, but he says that he's not any happier with $50 million than he was with $48 million. But that's Arnold's sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, I think even with $10 million, with $100 million, I would try and figure out a cure to something, maybe making cell phones audible, so yeah, you could actually use them, or maybe setting up a program for women in third world countries, because that's already what I'm doing with my foundation, which doesn't have anywhere near that amount of money in it, but sending kids who could go to college who couldn't afford to, and sending them through college, and so what I would do is just funnel that money into what I'm already doing, I guess. And I'd probably hire someone to do it on a more global level. Because, mm-hmm, you know, I don't... At one point, I ran an AIDS camp. And I was working for ABC at the time. And they offered me a huge amount of money, like $25 million, to set up an AIDS camp, which is very tempting and wonderful. They'd already allowed me... They were great. They allowed people to come and work for me, and they got their salary. So they came and worked for me for 2 weeks. And ABC paid them their normal salary, which I thought was great. And it occurred to me that was wonderful, but that isn't what I do. I mean, that isn't what I know how to do well. That isn't what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. And it's one thing to do it for a couple of weeks every summer and get somebody corporate on board to help out with staffing. But I don't want to give up what I do. I really like what I do, and I think I do it well. And running a camp... You know, I suppose you hire somebody, but so I said thank you, but no. I mean, I think part of what we need to do in this life is what we're good at and what we're not so good at. As an administrator, I'm a good psychologist. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.